Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. We show up every Saturday morning like we have for 28 years to answer your question about your home. I was at a homeowner's house last night. We do, we have opened a remodeling company again after having started one and built it up and sold it to my employees back in 2002. We have since again reopened a remodeling company. So I'm out there meeting with homeowners again, and we're being able to talk our way through different various projects. And people are always wanting to know, well, of course, one of the very first things everybody wants to know is, what will I spend? You know, here's the project I'd like to get done. So I'd like to just take, before we go to phone calls, and we still do have an open line if you want to reach in, and then we'll get to the calls. One thing I want to talk about, kitchens and master bathrooms seem to be driving the market right now. Those are the two rooms we are in the most often. And when people are starting to look at kitchens, they're always curious as to what is it going to cost me to update this kitchen. Of course, it all depends what you mean, how you define update. But if you go shopping for cabinets, know this. Whatever you spend in cabinets, the total price of the remodel, you're going to have to multiply it times the cabinet price by about 4 or 5. Cabinets are always about 20 or 25% of the total cost of the project. So when I meet people a lot of times, they have in their mind, I'd like to get this kitchen done for $25,000, including new cabinets, countertops, a couple of appliances. We can reuse the dishwasher and oven. It's fine, but I need a new refrigerator. Change the lighting, which invariably means moving some ceiling surfaces around, which invariably means moving some ductwork around. And they want to do this project for $25,000. Well, what I always tell them is, let's go cabinet shopping together. And if we're going to get this done for $25,000, that means your budget for cabinets needs to be $6,000. Now, it's doable. It's doable. But invariably, when we're done shopping, they've purchased about $20,000 or $25,000 worth of cabinets. And then it makes it really hard for me to come in and do the demo, and install the cabinets, the new countertops, the new appliances, the new lighting, the new air conditioning, the new electrical, the new floor covering, and all the painting for the $700 that's left over in their budget.
And you can't put Formica on top of $25,000 cabinets. You've got to put on...
That's true.
Comparable countertop. But the thing, the nice thing about cabinets is they'll last you a long time. Done right, they can be timeless look.
It's furniture.
And you'll replace your appliances before you replace your cabinets.
Yeah. So I'm asked that question all the time. What should my budget be? Well, I can tell you, for kitchens, go cabinet shopping. Then multiply that number times 4 or 5. And that's probably what you're going to spend on your kitchen. Surprises a lot of people, but it's a good rule of thumb. Coming up in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be talking about a lot of different projects, cost versus value report, as well as the discoveries Jennifer and I made at the International Building Show in Las Vegas last week. All right, let's get to the questions here real quick. Let's start with the call from Tucson. Let's start with Betty. After Betty, we'll go to Rick. Betty, good morning. How are you down there in Tucson this morning?
It's an absolutely beautiful day. I'm so happy I got through to you. I'm heading to my problem right now.
Okay. All right. What have you got?
Okay. I own several rental properties, but this one is a 1928 house. It is 650 square feet, and the problem is not the roof itself, but the way that the water comes off the roof on the south side, the east side of the house. So it's got a little parapet, it's a flat roof, and where the water comes out on the east side of the house, there's three different avenues.
Okay.
And what it really is, it's a 12 by 12 inch block, decorative block, okay, meaning that it has holes in it.
Okay.
It has holes so that the water can come out. So the water comes out, and the water doesn't rush out. It seems to come down the wall of the house.
Okay.
It's now attached the stucco that's attached to the house. I have pieces of stucco coming out. So it's a problem where okay. I need to change out the particular okay. 12 by 12 inch block, and I don't know what to put in there.
And Betty, this home is a masonry home?
It is, yes, it's brick.
Okay. All right. Well, that little hole in the parapet, we call that a scupper hole, okay?
A scupper hole.
A scupper, S-C-U-P-P-E-R. And what we're going to do is we're gonna break, and I know you won't be able to hang on because you're in the car, but leave your car radio on. I'm going to finish answering this question, how to stop the water damage from a leaking scupper in a masonry 1928 home in beautiful Tucson, Arizona. Did you hear that? She said it's a beautiful day in Tucson.
I think it's a beautiful day all over the state.
Pretty beautiful where we are as well, but that's Arizona. Betty, Rick, and Kathy, y'all hang on.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.